is Rita Unreachinda, and this is Hashtag IP Series. Welcome to my podcast, features talks on recent intellectual property cases and development globally. Now, this could take the form of copyright, trademark, patent, industrial design, trade secret, geographical indication, and plant varieties. My first-time listeners, thank you guys for tuning in and listening to my podcast. I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget, you can subscribe and follow on any of the platforms: Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Listen Notes, and Spotify. And for my returning listeners, oh my gosh, you guys are the best. Thank you for always coming back to listen to my episode on this podcast. Thank you for always coming back to listen to my podcast. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Cheers, guys. So today's episode features talks on image rights, and this was inspired by a post by I Am Duna Day. If you know her, she's a popular Nigerian actress, and she said, "I have something I would like to get off my chest. I buy from a lot of Nigerian brands, emphasis on buy. If I happen to buy from you and we both pretend not to know each other, which isn't a problem, until after payment has been made on my side, please, I beg of you, do not ask for a tag or a repost. I'm not one of those who look for free handouts for a tag. If I like, I buy. I don't look for free items to help publicize or grow your page. I have single-handedly helped a lot of brands grow as well without collecting a dime and also promoting their businesses, which is as my spirit leads. A lot of brands pay me heavy to have me influence for them. I do not think it is fair on them. Please note, I don't like to talk too much. I let serving do the talking. I go all the way. I work too hard for my coins now. Let us all know when to play. Do not use my page to publicize your work without approval. Peace, man." Okay, so that was the post, and I just thought to myself, why don't you shed more light on image? I think that's something that is a bit that's been taken for granted, and influencers are becoming more of a digital or 21st century thing. So I think there's a need for me to shed light with regards to this topic. Now, this notice goes, "Do not use my image or publicize your work without approval." That's enough IP notice out there from a celebrity or someone who has an influence in the society. Now, this category of people have what is called image rights or right of publicities, and this is a medium for them to actually commercialize and exploit every aspect of their personality, such as their physical appearances, pictures, caricatures, signatures, voice, personal logos, and slogans. And also, they have the right to prevent other people from commercializing and making use of their name and likeness without their consent, permission, and authorization. Now, within this part of the country or the world, Nigeria, it's more like it's underrated. It's not taken seriously. So people just, use someone's pictures. You end up seeing merchandises, someone reposting your image saying, "Oh, she got this from me." There are lots of things that go on. And I think that post was, I think it sort of like made people become a bit more careful after that episode. Image right is also an area that is still growing and yet to be structured, especially in Nigeria and in this digital era where it's very easy for someone to reproduce your content or use your image or anything with regards to you. And as an actor, model, creative, and athlete, if someone uses your name and likeness, it means they are giving the impression that you actually gave your consent, permission, and authorization while earning. You can also take a cue from the famous Rihanna case against Topshop. Topshop is a big high street brand in the UK. Rihanna sued them sometime in 2014 2013-2014, I think, over the use of her picture or one of their shirts. I posted that picture on Twitter. And then they have the case of Ariana Grande against Forever 21 she sued them for $10 million over the misappropriation of her name, image, likeness, and music, including employing a strikingly similar looking model in a website and social media campaign. I mean, that's deep. Really deep, guys. Now, we also have a famous Nigerian case which features a very famous Nigerian actor, that is Richard Mofe Damijo, popularly known as RMD, against Jumia for the unauthorized use of his image on their social media platform. So basically, what right of publicity does is that it gives people the impression that if they see your name or your face on the brand, you're like, oh, this person is affiliated with that brand. And most times that is not the case. So the next time someone uses your image and likeness, to mislead the public, please speak to your IP lawyer. In as much as social media collar can help to understand, we also need precedents and scapegoats to set an example that you can't get away with using someone's personality to mislead the public. We also have another case. So another case that occurred on image rights is the one between Sight of Stars against Kemi Adetiba, who is a film director, movie producer. So it turns out that the Sight of Stars had posted a picture of Kemi calling for adverts and asking people to make payments, and Kemi called them out on Instagram, saying that they were using her image without her permission and were infringing on her IP. And the brand, as the company, Sight of Stars, clearly did not understand what copyright entails. So in response to Kemi's post, they responded saying, "Thanks for your time in responding to our product. Stars Entertainment is a publishing and distribution app by law. We have right to publish publicly available information about you without defamation. We have not defamed you in any way or form on our post. We can only infringe on your copyright by monetizing your content without your consent. And we have not monetized your content. We want you to consider that today alone, your content and personality will appear in several blogs and platforms with no income to you and no threat of lawsuit. Stars Entertainment is an equal opportunity distributor of content in over 22 categories of entertainment. We do not discriminate against any form of entertainment. Stars can help you with our technology to physically distribute your Nollywood movie all over Africa and get several banks in Nigeria. Why am I laughing? Okay. To get several banks in Nigeria, pay you 50% upfront cost while we protect your content from pirates. With our Stars Digital tag, we have a patented model with the Nigerian Ministry of Trade and Industry. We have a trademark and patent in the United States and Nigeria. We have partnership with blah blah blah." So the list went on. So what I'm trying to say is that ignorance under the law is not an excuse. So the fact that you don't know the basic or the foundation when it comes to IP does not mean that you can get away with it. And in response to that, Kemi also briefed her lawyers to do a cease and desist letter, asking them to stop doing what they are doing. So Kemi briefed her lawyers, Olisa Bakuba, and they served Sight of Stars publicly. So let me just read the letter for you guys. Okay, so I just did the search of the letter, and it turns out that they had deleted the post of Kemi Adetiba. But it goes to show that sometimes as a creative or innovator or someone, a public figure, if you're not proactive, people might want to take advantage of what you're doing, of your personality, your likeness, your name, everything affiliated with you. So it's good to see that they did listen, maybe because of
social media pressure, they had to delete it. But like I stated earlier, in the event you find yourself in such situation, don't forget to speak to your IP lawyer. Brief your IP lawyer, he or she knows what to do. Don't sleep on your IP. IP is your investment and should not be taken for granted. So until the next episode, you guys have a fantastic day. I hope you enjoy this episode too. I hope you found this particular episode interesting. Hope you learned something, even though it was really short. But if you did, please let me know. Send me a voice note on Anchor or an email to ipseriesinfo@gmail.com or tweet at us on at ipseries on Twitter. Until the next episode, guys, thank you for always coming through and do have a blessed week.